What's going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Vicky Warren, is that would be me.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Ja'Kalen Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jesse.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor J. Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
Know your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Jay. And like always, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to get started with a prayer and a scripture. And the scripture we're coming out of today is going to come out of Hebrews. Please bear with me while I get the scripture. And the scripture is coming out of Hebrews 13:6. And it says, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" A lot of times, this got me when I was reading this earlier, is that a lot of times we let a lot of people speak over our life and put emphasis on what they spoke over your life, even though they are not the creator, even though they didn't give you your gift, they didn't give you your will, they didn't give you your purpose. But we give so much effort and care about what people got to say about you. And we've seen the cycles. What are the cycles? When you blow up, everybody behind you. But when you starting off, nobody's with you. So if you know people could be wayward, trust in God, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So you have to be able to put your trust in God and not be defined by man, because man will be with you one day with emotions and then the next day not with emotions. So I want you to make sure that you are encouraged. Amen. And one thing I want to do is pray for strength today. Pray for strength, because it's been weighing on me that somebody's needed some strength. So, dear Father God, we just thank you for bringing us here safely, being with us, and just being with us in our weakness, God, because you are strong when we are weak. And God, we just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing. God, we just ask you to be able to encourage us in our weak times, to be able to uplift us in our weak times, to be able to motivate us to go further and to go even further than what we did before, God. God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing, God. God, somebody under the sound of my voice has been needing strength, God. They've been having tears. They've been going through the wire. They've been having issues. So, God, I ask you today to be able to give them that second wind, that strength renewed in their life, God, that they could be able to go with strides without feeling tired, God, of doing well doing. So, God, we just thank you, God. We glorify you, God. God, we ask you, let us be able to teach the unteachable, reach the unreachable, and even touch somebody with the hardest heart so they can say, what can I do to be saved? God, enlarge the territory of Anointed Radio. Let us be able to get to new audience members, new people, new states, new countries, new airwaves. Be able to reach somebody and see a great representation of you and not of us, God. God, we just thank you. God bless everybody under the sound of my voice to be able to establish or reestablish their relationship with you, to see the evidence in their life of where you have stepped in and where you have maintained. So God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. And we say that all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. This is Pastor Jay. And like always, I got something to say. And what I got to say is this. You can follow me at Anointed Jaylon. You can see it on the screen. Anointed Jaylon on all social media platforms. And you can follow me on all of my music streaming platforms. If you want the Jesus You Make Me Happy, Renew My Praise, My Team Reps Jesus, Slip Away, and my song that hit a million streams on SoundCloud, 250K on Spotify, Spirit Flows Through Me, my latest track. Definitely go check it out on all of the music streaming platforms. And it's about that time. It's getting chilly, y'all. I'm about to be the Mariah Carey and the Patti LaBelle mixed together of teas. You're going to get sick, y'all. Y'all gonna have the sniffles. You're going to have the cough. And you know that vid ain't gone. So make sure you go get my book, Creole Tea Remedies. Oh, it's going to come in if it don't get blocked. Yes, Creole Tea Remedies on Amazon. Shout out to Forward Books for helping me produce that book. It's a tea remedy book that can help you in those times of need and help you leave those ailments. So definitely check that out. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host. We got a few co-hosts here. We're going to have more later, but we have somebody new, y'all. So y'all tell us how y'all like them. Amen. We got a guy in the building. So, but first we got always Prophetess Tish. She looked so happy when she first got on the screen. We got Semi So Real. And we have our new co-host. We got Marvette coming too, but she ain't here yet. She in the interview. She'll be coming. She'll be on soon. And we have our new co-host, Mercy, coming.
What's going on, family?
So, starting off with Prophetess Tish, go ahead and tell them everybody where they can find you.
Hey, I'm Prophetess Tish. You can find me on all social medias as Fervently Creations. That's Instagram. That is Facebook. That's also on YouTube. You can find me as Fervently Creations. You can also find me on, my bad. You can also find me in them Clubhouse streets on Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And also make sure you go and check out my website, www.fervelycreations. I got a new book that's coming up as well. So if you want to go ahead and pre-order that, come on, y'all. We are upgrading our prayer weaponry and what we're using. So we're not fighting with arrows anymore. We're sending missiles into the guided missiles into the spiritual realm. So make sure you check out, be on the lookout for that book. Make sure you go ahead and get your pre-order in for it.
Amen. Miss Simi.
And this is your girl, Simi So Real. You can find me on Facebook. All my tags are the same, Simi So Real, S-O-R-E-A-L. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on the club. And if you're looking for me anytime after 9 p.m., you will not find me anywhere because I'll be in the bed.
I like how you said you can find me in the club. What club? What club you be going to, Simi?
The club House. I go to is called Clubhouse.
Oh, and okay. You in and out.
I'm not in the club, the ones on the streets. I mean streets. The streets. Oh, in the streets. I'm not in the streets. In the club the house. And I'm not for the and I'm not for the streets either.
She's not for the streets.
Only streets I'm for is if they paved the gold. If they paved the gold, those are the only streets I'm made for.
What are we doing? Street ministry.
Right there.
Street ministry.
The golden street ministries. Coming for you.
Yes. And Mr. Pastor Mercy coming.
Shout out to everybody. I want to shout out to God first for the opportunity. You can find me anywhere on social media. All social media is Mercy Cummings, same as it's spelled on the camera. I love those pins. I just had to say that. Look, so Simi So Real look like a news reporter. But yes, I feel so, you know, it's a blessing to be here. But yes, on all social media platforms, I mostly use Facebook for postings, statuses, and whatnot. But Instagram, I'm growing my Instagram daily, and that's where I am mostly. So Mercy Cummings, same as you see it on the screen on all social media platforms.
Amen. So make sure you go follow everybody, and make sure you go follow your favorite cousin on your daddy's side. You know, your daddy's side, Miss Marvette, the artist, MTA.
Our second cousin.
Second cousin on Remove, all that stuff. Make sure you go follow her where she is. She'll be on a little later. And we have our guests. Y'all came for the guests. But before we go to our guests, let's go ahead and pay some bills real quick. I want to go ahead and thank all of our media partners. Our media partners are the Las Vegas Raiders, which they won their game last Sunday. So congratulations. We want to thank our Lady Aces, the champions of the WNBA. Go, shout out to Asia Wilson, who hit 53 points last night. Yeesh. Amazing. And wow, you got to realize this is WNBA, so they really was balling.
That's major.
Asia Wilson, shout out to you. Las Vegas is proud of you. The Las Vegas Lights are new champions, the Las Vegas Golden Knights in hockey, and the Las Vegas Aviator Stars. They didn't change their name. We ain't got the A's here yet, but shout out to our future baseball team, the Las Vegas A's, that are building their stadium. But right now we have the Las Vegas Aviator / Stars. I don't know what their name is yet until they rebrand, because I was just at the ballpark. They beat the Sacramento Bearcats, and they were called the Stars, but the stadium said they were the Aviators. So I don't know what their name is. So they somebody. They Las Vegas, though, and they won that game. So shout out to them and our minor league team, and to the Las Vegas Lights, our soccer team. So shout out to all of our sport media partners that we cover them all day. If you want to get your updated coverage, check out Anointed Radio Sports, which is on our Roku channel. If you go to Roku, just like you do Netflix, just type in Anointed Radio, and you can check out our sports coverage with our sports analysts that break down all Las Vegas sports. With that being said, I believe that's all of our announcements and good things. We're going to go ahead and bring up Miss Wanda, y'all. She's amazing. So she's the amazing Miss Wanda, y'all. Everybody clap it up. I got a soundboard. I'm talking about
it. You don't want us to clap for real?
We like to be original.
That's right.
Because she is an original. So for the original, we had to be original.
Come on now.
That's right. We not.
It had to be authentic.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why I got another guy on our team. Y'all not
listen, shout out to the guys for the win, even though we outnumbered tonight.
Right. We're going to be even more outnumbered when Marvette gets here. But oh, still. Man.
Mercy, you don't think we should have been original? Mercy, you don't think we should have been original and gave our sister Wanda original clap when she got on?
You see how she's not hardly blinking?
I don't want to be thrown under the bus or the train. I feel like I already feel like an outcast because I'm the only one here with this type of mic. But I'm gonna just say that.
Hold on, I got two mics. I got you. I got you. I got two mics for you. Don't let her punk you.
Listen,
what was your
she just feel herself Mercy? Because she interviewed Corin Hawthorne on the blue carpet, and now she famous.
Oh, come man. On, Sammy. Come on, sis.
Oh man,
that's my little sister.
Come on, you
see me looking like
wow.
They did say we look like Chris.
I was there as a witness. She did say that they do favor each other, but
they definitely like, do skin tone, complexion, smile. You know, it's all there. You know,
this between her and Tamar. Like, yeah,
That's the two I get all the time. But Tamar, I don't know if she want to be saved anymore. I just pray.
Yeah, we're going to pray. We're going to touch and agree for our sister in Christ.
Amen. Yeah, amen. See, we acting up. Miss Wanda, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you, all social media handles and website.
Social media, I'm on Facebook, Wanda D. Ewing. I'm on Instagram, Wanda Ewing 891. I'm on Twitter, now known as X, Wanda Ewing PR. Hit me up.
May I say one thing?
My first question.
Wanda, Sister Wanda, you are absolutely amazing. And we are so happy to have you on the show tonight. You know, I thought I knew some things about you. And then, of course, our founder and producer, Pastor Jay, sent your bio, and I went crazy. I was like, this woman should run for the president, okay? Presidency.
You're going to be my vice. Because listen.
Okay, let me get myself together.
I'm going to be the secretary of state.
I feel like.
Don't worry about it.
I feel like y'all just kicking me to the
side. Black girl magic.
I'm going to start doing what Marvette be doing on her show. I'm going to start subtracting y'all from the show.
Oh, man.
Overriding me.
Come on, Pastor. Never will we.
Don't do it, my brother. They're going to label you as a hater.
But you want me to use this for something else? You supposed to be salt and light, but do you want me to use this to light?
You can light candles.
Oh, man.
I'm going to throw the whole bottle of oil.
Not Marvette talking.
Come on.
Not Marvette talking in the. See how
she got the anointed oil. I bought the light of the Lord. She's
already in the comments talking about she'll be the bodyguard. I understand it. All right, so
come on, bodyguard.
I'm gonna stay silent so I don't get nothing thrown at me today.
Don't be scared. The weapons may form, but they not gonna prosper. That's what my Bible said. Amen.
They ain't gonna may form. They look this already oil
gonna penetrate.
Yeah, they look already formed together.
This light will purge. This light will purge.
Walk in the strength of the Lord, Mercy. Walk in the strength of the Lord.
I'm trading lightly, my sister. I'm trading very lightly.
Amen.
My better hurry up because we fixing.
Come on.
I don't want Pastor Jay to think I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
We already outnumbered, my brother.
It's okay. We're going to be all right. So what we're going to talk about is Miss Wanda. I wanted to ask that because you said, you know, it's very funny you brought up about how Twitter renamed itself, because it made people look at your phone a little different. Because I had somebody today, I had my phone down and all my social medias is in one tab. And they said, what is X? Like I'm looking at something wrong at work. I said, no, that was Twitter. But I'm not on Twitter. I was delivered from Twitter. Amen to Threads. Hallelujah.
Threads is much better than Twitter.
Ooh. Amen. Amen.
Much less foolishness.
Ain't no foolishness on Threads.
That's none.
Yeah, if you haven't been in Thread, I'm telling you, please believe me, it'll change your life. So
it's gonna bless you.
It will bless your soul.
Yes, it's a lot of people
coming in a Honda.
Believe it or not, it's a lot of people on Threads that actually promote Jesus Christ more than you know any other site that I've seen so far.
Facts. Mm-hmm. That is very
true. All thing about it, you can't delete Threads because then you delete Instagram.
That is not true.
That's not true. No, you can get rid of threads.
You can get rid of Threads if you want to.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
I like how you on the anointed radio.
That was fake news.
Oh, I am so done. Moving on. we're gonna go into a little bit of this or that. Wait a minute. I got none of these go for that. Like this or that. Like that was trash.
What happened? That was really sound effects on tonight.
Y'all like, really got me looking like a bootleg because I don't got a pen.
You can't let that get in your head, Mercy. Just
hey, you said Mercy is coming like your pen.
I'm gonna drop it. You gotta catch it. I'm gonna drop it.
The hood version. This ain't cutting it, y'all.
I told you. I got you.
I'm gonna drop it down till you catch it. One, ready? One, two, three.
I got it. Okay, I got it.
Oh, with the other one, yeah.
It came as a fork. It didn't come through as a fork. It transformed to something. I don't know if I missed it.
You missed the blessing, so it came.
It didn't come through right. Maybe we got to repackage it or something.
Hey, use the fort. Just use the
Amen.
Fort.
Amen, y'all. Let's play this game.
Well, glory to God.
There you go. Bless the Lord.
Flip Marvette. It, flip it around.
I was buying time because Marvette. Oh, she. I see her coming in on a Honda. Yes.
She's coming in a Honda. Come on.
She gonna leave in a Toyota. Yes.
All right now.
Hey, shout out to Tyler Perry, who told me that he has no time to come on my show. I just wanted to put that email out there. Yeah. Yep. Gonna put that out there.
Oh my.
It'd be like that sometimes. I'm gonna start getting to that point where you'd be like, man, you'd be so nice to people, and then they just be like, I ain't doing it. You'd be like, okay.
Glory to God.
To God be the glory.
Glory.
Miss Marvette, welcome on here.
What's happening?
Hey, what happening? You got
LTA.
What's happening?
Let's go. Cause what your correct pin? Why you got the bootleg pin?
Cause I'm not home. Oh, so this is the mic for tonight.
All right, sis. Look what I brought to the table.
He got Wanda, you better grab something.
Do I need to grab something?
You better grab an earring or something.
Okay. Let me grab something.
Don't hate.
Shonda. Hey, while we're all having our pins and microphones, make sure you share, like, and subscribe. If you have not, make sure you download the Anointed Radio app. All my people listening everywhere, make sure that you follow us on Roku. And why am I promoting the sports show? Because you should go check out the sports show and all Las Vegas news, and then go back and then follow us on all LV Anointed Radio social media and our website, Anointed Radio. And if you want to be a blessing, go ahead and drop a Cash App at $ Anointed Radio Network. Watch us on Roku. And if you can't read it, I'm reading it out for you. Amen. On the Anointed Radio app. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You gotta bless read the Lord's anointing.
I had to read it with the anointing. And shout out to
and we bless God.
Amen. And shout out to all of the radio people on National Radio Day.
Yes, happy National Radio Day.
Happy Radio National Radio Day.
Happy all the radio people that National Day.
Sacrifice they like to bring great entertainment, music, and news to you. Even if you don't support, they bring it to you in Jesus' name.
Me.
Like four great trees of shade today, but
man, I have a lot of shade because that email just
like
got
you just a whole forest today.
Listen,
yes,
I wasn't going to say anything.
Shade.
Actually, you know what? This is gonna be funny. Prophet Tish gonna get on laugh at this. I'm a shady tree mechanic because the people taught me. Yep, man, I'm a shady tree mechanic, wow. Shade.
Ooh, I don't know if I would have.
Well, I'm always in the sun, so I can't be in the shady tree connection.
I know that's why you better stay in the light.
Stimmy, I know we own live right now, but I'm scared of you with this light.
Don't be scared of her. She'll fall asleep before she remembers she's supposed to burn somebody. Amen. So what we going to do?
Hey, listen, don't do that.
And my sister Prophet.
Don't you comfort me.
And she got my back. She got her light too.
Listen.
This don't look like she got a light. That's a
man,
black.
That's the light right? From Pixar. That's the one that be hitting all the letters. We got special
y'all
guests today. We got the
y'all
light.
Light
up.
Okay,
listen,
gentlemen.
Prophet has got too many weapons over there formed already.
You got to be ready at all times. You got to be ye also ready.
Prophet has got too many weapons formed.
Be ye also ready. Come on, somebody.
Never
too many.
Okay.
It's not our fault. It's actually Wanda's fault. She had challenged us.
What?
It's Wanda's fault.
Facts.
It's Wanda. Wanda got all that anointing, and she's been singing for the Lord. She just sang in everybody's background group except Gladys Knight.
She probably sung Gladys Knight, which you don't know. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go into this or that. And the this or that's really, 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 really simple.
Hey,
barbecue edition.
That was a lot. That's of a good
light, light right coming to the light, Carolyn. Coming to the light, Carolyn.
Don't make no sense.
I can't see the light.
I'm gonna start taking people off the off the line.
They cutting up, Pastor.
All jokes aside, Pastor Jaylon Calhoun.
Yes.
She called the Wi-Fi is kind of ghettos.
Oh.
So what happened was, Marvette got taken off.
Oh.
It felt good doing that.
She said your Wi-Fi ghetto and she got taken off.
Yep, and she got taken off.
Bring her back.
Okay.
And so for that, I love y'all, and I'm gonna get off because you is not gonna disrespect me.
Oh,
don't be using myself. I am the black.
But she do that to everybody. It felt good because on her show, she will take you out of the live quickly in a twinkling of an eye. She even took herself out because how fast she was trying to take the box.
Herself.
She took herself out. And she left the person.
That's bad.
No, see what happened.
My attention.
I'm not about to be playing these games with him today.
Is that a belt?
Let him know right now. I ain't about to keep playing. Keep on.
Simi, why you look like a 72-year-old mother trying to whip somebody's grandchild at church? If you don't put that thing down before you throw your back out.
What?
Oh, Lord.
That first of all,
this
is an extension cord.
Oh, Lord.
Listen,
I'm more nervous because ain't nobody paying attention
that Prophetess got all these weapons in her background.
What is going on?
I know what Prophetess got.
Marvette, we heard you. We said that your Wi-Fi is ghetto and it was from the Dollar Tree. Amen.
It was from Temu, bro.
Not Temu.
Don't come for Temu.
Okay. Hey, Timu is stealing people information. Y'all be careful.
Yeah, y'all gonna. So since you got the extra mail on here, you feeling pretty good, Pastor Jaylon.
I got you, bro.
Not you putting my whole government.
I'm just saying.
That's why I put Mercy coming because when
Mercy is coming.
Don't worry, I know your government, sir. Prophet Dion, Pastor Dion.
Amen. So what we gonna do? This or that a little bit.
It's always your own people.
Can't we all just get along?
No.
See, Sister Wanda agreed. It's always your own people.
It's always your own people. Can't
see, she touching in the green. Shout out 999.
You took that too far. See, I was trying to go a little bit with you because you know I'm always with the girl power. You took that a little bit too far. Trying to go with you. That's what the Saints do. You try to show them a little support, and then they be going all the way over.
While I had a sister with me, I wanted to go all the way for the touchdown.
You did
too much. I need you to simmer down. I just need you to simmer down. When I try to give you a little support,
simmer down.
Just receive it in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What is going on?
I had to bring it back because my Lord have mercy. We went left real quickly. Hallelujah.
You left me hanging, bro. I felt alone.
Praise ye all heavens flow. Praise ye all heavenly hosts. Amen. So with that being said, I want to play this or that, but we got 1 minute. So everybody get one question. If you had to choose at the barbecue, a hot dog or a burger, which one would you pick?
Burger.
The bread.
Burger.
Salad.
The bread.
Salad. What? Did you miss the question, Sister Wanda?
No.
I said that. I think
her camera was glitching. She might have been going in and out. Ask the question one more time, bro. I don't think she caught the question.
All right, Bishop Mercy. Bishop Mercy. This is strike two. All
right. Like, oh God. So I'm gonna answer. I want the bread with some barbecue sauce on it.
What happened to it?
You was already got Temu Wi-Fi. Next, you want syrup sandwiches? We're gonna take you out of the poverty anointing and bring you out of it. Hallelujah. We speak the anointing of fervently prayer. Hallelujah. MTA, because Duval County is talking about mustard, ketchup, and bread, and this no meat.
Wi-Fi for me.
With the Temu Wi-Fi, my Lord.
Let me tell y'all something. First of all, don't be coming for Duval County, okay?
I can see your Wi-Fi box at this point.
It's my bad.
I got your back.
With...
I got your back.
Oh, ooh, no. She from Alabama.
No,
she from right, Alabama. Be careful. I'm on your own. I'm done.
On your own.
I can't do it no more. She from Alabama. Y'all,
you on your own,
this is not funny anymore.
Thank you,
bro.
You on
your own.
What you gotta say, sis. Go
thank
ahead.
Y'all so much for having me.
Real right there.
I don't got nothing else to say.
Nobody
need to have nothing to say after we seen that chair.
Yes.
I don't got nothing else to say.
I'm done.
Especially from somebody from Alabama.
It's the calmness in the background for me.
Hey, man.
I mean, I'm so proud of y'all. Not one, but you all.
So Miss Simmons, right. What would you pick to eat? So Miss Wanda says she's going to have a salad from Chick-fil-A on Sunday. MTA said that she's going to have a syrup sandwich with a hot drink. And then Prophet said a burger. Bishop Cummins said that he going to have a burger as well. Miss Simmons, what would you have?
I don't eat meat. You know I'm a pescatarian, so I'm going to join my sister. Come on, Vice President. I'm going to have a salad. Come on.
You going to have a salad? Spell pescatarian.
I'm going to have a salad.
That's right. That's why that's why my Vice President.
That's why you look so young.
Can you spell pescatarian?
P-E-S-E. Hold on. Let me write it in cursive first, because that's only how to write it. So C-A-R-I-A-N.
Tarian.
F O Sacha to you too.
It was like a couple letters in there that wasn't in there.
Oh, No, you did it. No, you did it. Get the chair again.
I was
get
trying to
chair
say
again,
Prophet. My mic, I don't
come
think
on,
my mic.
Prophet, what a chair. Ram need the chair. Cause what we doing?
My mic not. Excuse me. My mic not working.
Turn his mic off.
Not turn his mic off. I'm so doing with y'all. Y'all are acting up. See what Miss Wanda? You done turned the team up today. You said, listen, you said if they go crazy, I'm gonna go crazy. And they said, oh, and that's what happened. So
no, y'all got mad because Sister Wanda talking about going on a Daniel fast, and she want to sacrifice the king's meat. She don't want to eat the king's meat, but because she don't want to eat the king's meat, you want to come for in a different authority that you don't walk in.
Because I mean, but let's get into detail here. He said if we were at a cookout, so. You know, technically, the meat on the grill is the best way to eat it. So it wouldn't technically have no impurities in it because it's over open fire.
You can't preach it all in one day, Bishop. You can't preach the whole Bible in one day. Get to the end.
Bite-sized pieces, Bishop Mercy. Bite-sized pieces. You got to break that down. So.
You know, the Lord told Paul that don't call nothing I made clean or unclean now.
You be trying to.
That was Peter. That was Peter.
Peter.
The whole load in the first hour. The whole load.
He told Peter. He told Peter on the top of the roof. Thank you, Providence.
Amen. Amen.
Got some Bible scholars on this line.
I like how we just said burger or it's just like some black folks. You tell them two options. They say other. Where other came from? That wasn't part of it. But if y'all could have, and hypothetically wasn't a pescatarian, would you eat a hot dog or
a I'm allergic to
a veggie burger.
That's right there, prophetess. And I seen you see what the Lord showed you. I would show you great and mighty things, which you did not know. I would have a veggie burger as well. What about you, Sister Wanda?
Well, when I know the saints are going to go just go off and be in the flesh, I bring my own healthy food. Bless the Lord. So I will still have a snack.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Wanda.
Wanda says she coming with a fruit bowl on y'all.
And that's a true story.
I bring my own. I bring my own. I have the dressing in the purse. Just wanted you to know.
That's you're not going to get me. Amen.
Okay, so that was this or that. My Lord, have
this
mercy.
This, that, or them.
Or them.
This or that.
My sorry. Oh. Y'all acting up. Y'all
Wanda right. said we could. We had permission.
Right. I would clap my fork, but it might break because it's plastic.
That's okay. We gonna help y'all. I got something else you might use. This.
Oh Lord, don't bend the spoon.
I'm.
You look like you gonna bend the spoon.
Woo! My Lord.
Well, this is better than what prophet is showing what you had.
Oh Lord, prophets.
I mean, I'm shanking people in the spirit around shaking demons.
Come on, somebody.
That looked like the thorn that was in the side. Demons. That the Lord wouldn't take out of his side.
I'm going like,
I'm done. Hey, man, let's go. So we're going to move along and go to the interview phase of Miss Wanda. And we're going to find out more about Miss Wanda because she does amazing things. And the first question would be, Miss Wanda, where is your hometown and where do you reside now?
My hometown is Memphis, Tennessee. What's up?
Tennessee!
Shout out to Tennessee.
Yes, and I now reside in Ohio. I reside in a city called Sheffield Lake, Ohio. I live right on the lake. My backyard is the lake.
Amen.
Hey, look at God. I come swim in the lake?
Well, what we'll do, because that lake, you may not make it back. So what we're going to do,
you might be sacrificed.
You may not make
we need
it back.
You to live.
Lord. What kind of Ozark lake that you live in?
I'll escort you to the pool. Bless the Lord. Okay.
Amen. And we bless God for the pool.
We want you to live. All right. Okay.
Marvette could swim. She swims with dolphins. She from Duval County.
There's something else is in there. Surely you should live and not die to the works of the Lord.
Bishop, he saw a dolphin when he came to Jacksonville.
Facts.
It's dolphins down here now, but we got the manatees down here the most.
I ain't seen that. I would have loved to see that too, because I would have talked about that.
Yeah, he saw two dolphins. Oh,
Miss Marvette was there. Was two dolphins.
Oh wow.
Two by two swimming together in unity and one accord. Hallelujah. They was going. They said sea lot every time they jumped out the water. It was amazing. So yes, she can make it out that water because them dolphins show the ways of the Lord. Amen. So
amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Miss Wanda.
Yes, Pastor.
So what was your very first ministry in church?
My very first ministry was I brought the word for the first time as a teenager.
What?
Come on, somebody.
Come on. Amen. Come on now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the title of that sermon?
It came from the scripture that we are to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed.
Message. Good come message.
On, come on now.
That's why she ain't eating no barbecue.
She said that's why she ain't eating no barbecue. Prophet.
Amen. So, you did the sermon, and then I see after that, like, because you said as a teenager you came and brought the word, and then you became a radio announcer. How did that happen?
I'm from Memphis, and so it was convocation time. Y'all know Kojic. I was born and raised Kojic, right? Kojic.
For all the Baptists and other people that don't celebrate those things, what is that?
Church of God in Christ.
No, the convocation.
That is a gathering of the entire conglomerate of churches across the world.
Gotcha.
And you come into one place, and that the headquarters was Memphis, Tennessee, because that's where Bishop Mason was, and that's where he was buried in the in the tomb inside of Mason Temple. So it was convocation, and there were a lot of gospel artists in the city, and they had a little contest going on Power 106. And you had to be the 13th caller, and I was the 13th caller. So they said, can you come and get your CD? I want a CD of BB and CC Winans, who were on Benson Records at the time. And so I said, sure. And so I went, and I got to the radio station before the show was over, and he and the radio announcer, I got my little CD, and the radio announcer asked me to introduce the next song. And I introduced the next song, and that was my first time on air, live on air ever. And they offered me a weekend slot on syndicated radio. And that's how I started in radio.
So what was your thoughts for now that you got into radio? What was your goals now? You're like, man, this is going to be the next step for it.
Well, I took it as a hobby. It was something that I loved to do. I loved gospel music. We were raised in the church, and when back then you didn't do anything but go to church. You went to church, went to school, went to church, went to work, went to church, went to church, went to church, went to church. And so, you know, and so it was that was an outlet. It was a hobby, but I was able to inspire others via the airwaves, and that was appealing to me. And so, As I was 18 at the time, and I at that time you were required to order your FCC license. It was a little yellow card. I think I'm dating myself, but anyway, you just roll with it. Bless the Lord. So
27. She's 27.
See, that's my vice president. That's my vice president. That's why she's gonna be the vice president. Bless the Lord. So got my little FCC license, and I was one of the younger ones in Memphis on air who had a weekend show, and it was wonderful to me because I was already in ministry, as I was very heavily involved in the youth department, but to have my colleagues hear me inspire others on radio, it was like air. But little did I know that it would just continue. And so even when I relocated from Memphis to Chicago, I began to produce other shows and do internet radio and all that stuff. And then, fast forward, one of the clients that I had, because I'm an artist manager as well. So one of my clients at the time was having a CD release, and the owner of the record label came to Memphis. And this was in 2013. And we went through the CD release and got my client contract signed and everything. And he was just really, really impressed with my work ethic and how I handle things. And he was like, you know what? The Lord has been placing has on my heart. I want to be a Black owner of a radio station doing gospel in Ohio. And he said, and I need your help. So I helped write the business plan for WNZN, Power 89.1 FM, which I am today, program director, director of operations and communications, and Lord now, God. That's now Stella Award winning WNZN, Power 89.1 FM. And I'm godly proud.
Congratulations. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Amen. So you are a multifaceted woman. Out of everything that you do, what is the one thing that you're passionate about? Like, what is your absolute passion?
My goal is to insert ministry in everything I do. So there's passion in every aspect of what I do. I own property. And so I have tenants. When COVID hit, my tenants were very afraid. And I had a meeting with my tenants. And what I said to them was, I can't control COVID, but I can make sure that you have the peace of mind of knowing that you have a place to stay. And so I canceled all late fees during that time. I said, just do your best to cover your rent and we will figure the rest out. And do you know they did not miss one month?
Wow.
So when you insert ministry and passion into everything you do, it just works. Yes, you have trials. Yes, you have tribulation. Yes, things will happen. Life will life. But when you put God first, he will make sure you turn out all right. And even when things don't work out so well, and as you know, I have a book that'll be coming out in November, and it's entitled Broken Made Whole. And it is talking about those very valley experiences that I experienced, that the word of God tells us that life would be at times filled with trouble. And so I was raised in the church. My mom and dad were saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled 10 years before I was even born. So all I know is faith and loving the Lord. And little did I know, in my mind, I had a little spiritual entitlement. I felt like I was raised in the church. I was raised in holiness. I got this. The life gonna be fine, but life happened. And what would have been my 13th year anniversary, my co-pastor husband, now ex-husband, walked in. Instead of saying happy anniversary, said I wanted a divorce. It's not you, it's me.
And I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that was a twist.
Where's my chair at? Can I get my chair?
Who's your phone? No, Perry, prophetess. Use your story, because you that for sure. You over there, I pictured it. It was like, yeah, it was anniversary time, and then we was going, and I had the cake ready. And
I was right there with you, sister.
And then that's your
sister Wanda.
Yeah,
and then this life would do just that right there. Yes. I know 12 days marriage.
That's one of the parts in the story where you got to go back a couple lines up and reread because you thought you read something wrong.
I know,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, it was real, and it got real, and
it brought confusion a little bit. Hold on, now did she just say?
It got dark, and I lost everything, and when I mean everything, I mean each syllable, everything, and it was meant to, and so I had to learn on a different level, walking by faith. And he taught me how to walk in the dark until light came again.
That's good.
And on the other side of that, I now have a level, as the word we keep talking about, I have a level of compassion. And in my book, I teach women, because many times, yes, the brothers go through. I'm talking to the women right now. Many times we go through a heartbreak and we get stuck, but that is not God's best. That is not God's best. You have to, in the heartbreak, when your heart is hurting, you continue to move forward and know that better is waiting on you. And when I tell you, I lost everything, meaning the house that I had to walk away from. And I, meaning waiting on the mortgage company to foreclose, meaning that kind of start over. And when I was what I thought was going to be foreclosure, I received a letter 7 months later after me sending a note, had never been late on my mortgage, sending a letter to my mortgage company. They never responded. So 7 months later, I'm in Ohio now. I've relocated from Chicago to Ohio. I received a letter from my mortgage company saying, we were looking for you. And we reviewed your case. And we decided to forgive your loan.
Wow.
You can have the house.
Wow.
We will remove all negative marks from your credit report.
Jesus.
The house is yours. You can stay in it, sell it, whatever you want to do. I still have that letter. And that was the turning point.
That's a testimony letter.
And in that moment, I knew that, we're finna do this now. We're finna do this now. And so even with that, I had moved here. That house was in Chicago. I ended up selling the house for pennies on the dollar to a family who could not, who couldn't qualify for a loan. And because I had gone through such a valley experience, I wanted to be a blessing. And what I told them was, I want you, when you get strong and back on your feet, I told that couple, I want you to be a blessing to someone else.
And I took that seed and I bought the properties that I own here in Ohio. And it's just when you just keep God first, and it's not a cliche, when you keep him first in everything you do, yes, there'll be some times that there will be lean times, but then he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Even though I felt alone many times, but he never left me. And not only did he heal me, he restored me to the point that I have more than before. So he will vindicate. So ladies who are listening to me, shake, snap out of the slumber and know that God has better for you. He will not do it for me and not do it for you. He Amen. Will not, if he did it for me and he did, he will do it for you. He is not respect of person, but you have got to put in the work. You've got to believe that it's in you. You've got to believe that you're the lender and not the borrower. You've got to believe that you're the head and not the tail. You've got to believe that you're debt free. I don't care. Even when I was in my worst of my debt that I had never experienced before because of divorce, I kept confessing, I am debt free. I am the lender and not the borrower. And when I tell you that thing is so real right here and now, but it starts with a confession. You got to see it before you see it. So that book will be out in November. Broken Made Whole.
So I have to ask about the book. Sure. Did you feel like when you were writing the book, it was freeing you?
Honestly, it confirmed that he had already healed me.
Wow. That's good.
When someone hurts you, and someone and you say, you continue in prayer and you continue to pray for that person, you continue to pray for yourself. But when you come into a real, I'm sitting and I'm writing the story and I no longer feel offense and I no longer feel like I was mishandled, even though I was. But when you know that you know that you know that you've forgiven, there's a peace there. And so when I was writing the book, I knew that there was no animosity. I forgave him. And I pray that the Lord is blessing him. I pray that the Lord has healed him. And you know. So for some, the writing is therapeutic. But for me, it was the confirmation that he had healed me. He had healed my heart.
Thank you.
Man. That's amazing.
I have some questions, and you answered them as you were speaking. You were actually answering my question. When did you realize that God was giving you was healing you to the point where you stop focusing on your valley and you start looking to the hills from which come your help? At what point did you realize that I needed to do that? I need to do that. And God started doing that for you, like refocusing you and switching your perspective.
I had no choice because the stinking thinking was destroying me. I was already going through and I was already in lack and I was already hurt and broken. I had no choice. That was the lifeline. To turn to the word and lean on the horns of the altar was my lifeline. I had no choice.
And the question that the messy Christians want to know is, did he already ask to come back?
Well, see, the messy Christians always make you confess stuff you don't want to say. So what happened was,
so you already know how she started. So what had happened was.
Absolutely. So what happened was, he did say to me, I would love to be friends. I would love to stay in touch. And my response was, if this is friendship, I don't need any enemies. Have a great life.
With friends like these who need enemies.
That was the day that we had signed the papers, and so you know I was a little in my feelings, and so I meant it, but I did say it. But
how do you balance marketplace and ministry? Like, nowadays more people are realizing that there's more to that God is calling us more to just the pulpit, and he's calling us to government. He's calling us to business. He's calling us to arts and entertainments, and he's calling us to media and family. What would you tell people that are in marketplace ministry on how to properly balance marketplace ministry?
That is the whole purpose of our being here. And so we can put ourselves in a corner and say, I'm going to be here, that's safe, and I'm here with my three safe friends, and we love Jesus, and we're just waiting on the rapture to take place so we can go and be with the Lord. No, we're effective when we go in places and spaces that raise eyebrows of some we sit next to and sing worship with. Because we have to focus on doing, being good and not looking good. We have to focus on being the light and not so much pointing fingers and say, go down the hall and to the left. Many times, when we're doing ministry, because in my goal is to do ministry in every aspect, because in my businesses, I want folks to know that I love Jesus, because it's a window to work to witness. And you don't have to walk around with a great big old Bible, but when someone tells you, I'm in a place where I could evict you, but I'm telling you, I'm coming to you. You don't have to come to me. I'm telling you, you don't have to worry about a place to live. That's Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I don't micromanage my tenants. They call me when they need me. I go when they call me. I say, that's your house. I know I own the property, but I say, that's your home. You'll call me when you need me. And they have the utmost respect, because that's me showing them Jesus.
What's amazing to me is you know, speaking to these different people who are your tenants, you never know if they have had a lack of faith in any, you know, situation in their life may have come about where they lost faith in some area. And, you know, God blessed you to be able to have those properties and give them opportunity if they were lacking in any area to be able to pay even late, if you will, on their mortgage payments or, you know, rent or whatever the case may be. But you giving them the opportunity to not just cut off the extra fees, but to be in communication with them, could have built their level of faith to come back to God. So that's a blessing to me to even hear, because to be honest, this is possibly the first time I've ever heard any landlord say this about any of their tenants. So to me, it would make sense as to why God would give you these properties to be a landlord, because your mindset is solely on, you know, I want to please God. And God gives us the land, you know, those that are meek, he gives the land to. So, you know, the meekness in your conversation and your character, it makes all the more sense why he would give you the property and give you the land, so that the people can know him, you know, much more. Through your businesses. That's beautiful.
Amen. And I want the Lord to trust me with more. When you handle what he give you and you show him that you handle it well and you're a good steward of what you have, he'll give you more and more and more. And not only will you be able to bless others, you're blessed as well. You're blessed with a comfortable life. You're blessed, you know what I mean? And so even in industry, there have been times where I was mishandled. I was written out of contracts. People have taken my consultation, took what I took my ideas, implemented them, very successful, and then would squeeze me out of the contracts. And I walked away. What did it hurt? Yes, it hurt. Was I angry? Yes, I was hurt. Yes, I was angry. But what I found that the Lord sent me four other clients that absorbed what I thought I lost. And he has a way of bringing things full circle. And then he gives you the opportunity to see him vindicate you. He will, the word of God tells you, you in the very presence of your enemies, they have to watch you eat.
That's right.
You know what? God's telling me to free myself. So it was, it's industry. Let's talk. Let's stay there because that's going to my next question.
That's a doozy. That's a whole nother show, Pastor.
Man. We're going to talk about We Management Inc. But yes. One thing I was going to say is I remember there was a time I got slighted at an award show. I'm not going to say which one. Okay. And I was slighted. And then I saw the same person years later at the same type of award show. And it was a whole different thing. Like God really, when you pray and let it go and you don't put it in your own hands, He will bring people to you and be like, I feel like I need to, you know, to shake your hand or something. And I was like, what? After last time? No, I didn't say that. But that's what I was thinking because I was sitting here like, because, you know, when some people show you a version of them, you sit there and leave with that bad taste of an impression. But sometimes we have to remember, too, because it put me in a moment during that time where God was saying, we don't all have those best days. You can't sit here and just because you feel like you were slighted or you felt like you was, you know, ignored or something like that. You can't sit there and just expect that that's what they was doing. They could have been having a bad day. And it opened my eyes and it made me see that when you do pray for people, God do intervene. And it will show in front of you that he does understand your prayers and your tears and the things that you feel like what you said, being slighted. You know, I give you a perfect example. I wrote a song for an artist that I managed.
Come on, songwriter.
Yeah.
I heard that. I heard you slip that in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did write that song. And I presented it, and my artist was like, nah, that ain't me. I'm like, bro, this is your style. This is it. What?
My song.
Yes. If you want to know the song is called My Team Rep Jesus. Reason why I was rapping on that song is because I had a Christian hip hop artist as a client of mine, and he said it wasn't his style, and he went about his way after we parted ways. And I had a song stuck with me, and I was like, so what do I do with this song? So I got shout out to IC Jones and Eternal and Mo Danger, and we came out with My Team Rep Jesus. So we turned it around. So instead of waiting for somebody to, because the moral of the story is sometimes you make things for others, but really it's made for you.
That's right.
You just got to sometimes just step into those things and not just be dependent on other people because God made you capable. So We Management.
Yes.
We have a lot of artists that watch this show. There's a lot of artists that are independent artists. There's a lot of people that, because there's probably already questions. They're like, man, you got a radio station? So they automatically going to be hitting you up talking about, how do I submit my music?
I need more information because I'm a music artist myself. Gospel music.
See, look at
it. I need music information.
Shonda,
my ABCs.
The word be from coming from God. I told
ABC's
you.
Not gonna make it, prophetess. That's it. I don't.
So that would be. And I sing background vocals.
All right now. Okay.
Sammy, you look like you was finna go to sleep for a second.
She was. Amen. So.
Don't call nobody up now. You keep your mouth. You be quiet now. That's not right. I thought I played that off.
I seen your eye get a little lazy a couple times.
So Miss Wanda, go ahead and talk about. So if an artist was trying to reach out to you about your management, because I don't know how, if you're soliciting new artists or people are looking for radio placement, especially because you're a stellar award-winning station. Hallelujah. So
glory. Hallelujah.
How can they reach out to you on those platforms, your management group and your radio station?
Management group is Wanda@WeManagement.net. Very simple. Wanda@WeManagement.net. And if you want to submit music to me, will come directly to me at info@WNZN.org. It will come directly to me. I wanted to go back to something very quickly, Pastor, that you said, whoever that person was who slighted you and then came back and wanted to shake your hand, that was another form of an apology. And no, you need to apologize. And you need to apologize to Pastor. And a true adult and a true servant of the Lord will be one who's accountable. And said, I messed up. I had a bad day. Or maybe they were dealing with some jealousies or something. Confess, repent, and then get that thing back together. Let's make a norm that we stop offending people and then coming back and want to hug them instead of saying, I'm sorry. I had to get that out.
Some people can't say I'm sorry.
I apologize and I'm ready to say my team rep Jesus by myself now.
Now, you know what, Prophet said.
Hey, Prophet,
we have to
abide
in our calling.
Because you know, Prophet, you are prophetic and you are multi-gifted as well, but we need to abide in our calling now. Okay, so I'm gonna help you, sis. Just sing solo.
So real low.
So solo.
Solo.
Yes.
Yo,
but I wanted to say this to Sister Wanda. You know, you are so sweet spirited, and it really comes across in the interview. And one thing that I love is that you are walking, talking scripture of Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yes, absolutely.
And I just wanted to say, you know, even in your testimony where God says, if you faithful of a few things, I'll make you ruler of much. I'll make you, you know, I will give you much. And I just want to thank you for sharing your testimony, for sharing your triumphs, for encouraging, you know, not only us, but people who may be listening, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes. And I am so happy to know, and I can say in confidence that I know that your ladder shall be greater. Amen. And so thank you so much for everything that you're doing, and for sometimes when we go through these things in life, they break us. Yeah. And that's okay to be broken. If God is, if he is the potter, it's all right to be broken.
That's right. Amen.
But thank you for allowing him to make you better, and for not being bitter, but being bigger and reaching for the things of God, and for sharing that with us today. And we thank you so much.
I liked that. I'm going to use that. I like that. Simi, go ahead and preach. Thank you for not being bitter. You're going to keep going higher.
But I think really, honestly, I think Simi should go for a news reporter gospel role. Because it just fits, like she just fit the role so perfectly. Like she's reporting news for the gospel radio network.
Yes.
Look at how she holds
her
mic. I
really love it.
I know. She's holding it. I mean, she holding it. Listen. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know how I missed
it. Look at Pastor Jay now. He's holding his mic like she holding his mic.
Were you guys on the blue carpet?
I'm still sticking my sword.
Say that again.
Were you guys on the blue carpet at the
Don't it sound weird when you say that? Don't it sound weird? Yeah. Yes, we were on the blue carpet.
We were on the blue carpet.
Yeah. In the court, and we were in the corner on the blue side where St. Jude was taking up most of our spots.
Oh
yes.
My goodness, but but they were beautiful. She had that beautiful.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Shout out to our old co-host Brittany Marley. I miss you, Brittany Marley. Brittany reached out and she said she saw on, I think it was one of the gospel networks. Mm-hmm. Why am I like yelling in the back of their interview? And I said, because we was too close.
Wow.
Because we was too close.
Yeah. Was that when I had the camera?
Yes. I was in somebody else's interview while they interviewing people. And you could literally see me in the background looking like the Christian Suge Knight screaming like, and she,
because
I think
you
it was
weren't
on,
doing that. Hey, we want to. We'll take you right here. We'll interview you right here. I was rolling the camera. I was like.
Yep. Sure enough. If you can't get it, you can't get it. You know what I'm saying? You get that when you get home. But so with that,
Sister Wanda was there, yes?
Yes.
On the blue carpet.
Yes. Yeah. And I also, during Stella Award Week, talking about weed management, I was blessed to be able to serve as sponsor at a few events. Carlos Hale had an event, and weed management sponsored the—
Oh, at that event? Is that that event?
We were there.
Honors?
Yeah. And so I presented to Pastor Smokey Norfolk. That was on Friday.
Friday. I hosted the Emerging Artists.
Yes. Yes. So we were right there and just didn't know it. Didn't know it. Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. And I was also one of the sponsors, Google's Fab Expo. I was
there too.
I served as the media sponsor.
Wait a minute.
Too much going on. I have to have my rest.
You were there.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I was there.
I was sleeping. Yeah, it's too much running around.
It was after 9, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I got to get my naps and stuff.
Say, you were the only one with a camera.
That was me.
I did see you at Google's event. I took a picture with Google as well.
Yes.
Okay. It's coming all together. See, Simi wasn't going to come across town because, first of all, it was 116 degrees. My AC hardly worked until I got there. And then we had to get outside. Yes. Yeah. But to God be the glory. Shout out to those events. She did a great glam.
It was amazing.
And shout out to Carlos. He did a great with the honors. I got to meet most of the people. But I got to meet Shirley Caesar. That was my highlight of the moment. So, yes. Yeah.
Oh, guys.
But you...
If you're free, I also serve on the executive team for the production team for Dr. Ricky Dillard and New G. The 13th live recording will be Saturday, September 9th in Cincinnati. So come and be my guest if you can.
You did not say. You did not say Ricky Dillard with all of my help when I do all the background votes. Yeah. I do all the background vocals myself in the car every morning. I do the soprano.
How you background in the car?
Soprano. I do the alto. Every I do morning. The tenor and the bass. Oh, okay. We got four sections on there. All of my help.
Yeah. How you background in the car?
Well, you have got to have your
somebody
face.
Go get the blanket and cover, Simi.
You gotta go.
No, I know they think I'm gangbanging. I'd be like,
you're natural with the mic.
I told you news reporting.
Okay, wait.
I love it. Well, Sam, you got to be
here. Give me the date again.
You got to come. September 9th.
September 9th.
Saturday, September 9th. Princeton Pike, Church of God, 6101 Princeton, Glendale Road, Liberty Township, Ohio.
See, I feel sad because Vegas was trying to get him to have the live recording here.
I know.
It didn't happen. We got snatched. We was like, he coming here. He coming. No, he's not coming here.
Arrington was trying hard to get him here. Listen, to Vegas, okay?
Yes.
But what y'all didn't talk to the right people? What did y'all need? What was needed? What was needed? Because you didn't, what was it that you needed? That's all I need to know was what did you need? I got the money in the bank too. What did you need? That's what I need.
Okay,
well, it's not for y'all. It wasn't for this though. It's for a vacation. But I sacrifice. What do you need?
Nope.
You said Ricky Dillon. What needs to be done? You need a location. You need a deposit. We can pull the crowd. What do you need?
You can pull it. Well, come on. Invite us then. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to talk money. That's all we need. We need money. I know this at the end of the day.
Make sure those coins right now. Make sure the coins right. But invite us. Come on now.
Yeah, because Vegas was pulling for Ricky Dillon to come through.
They were. I mean, they were pulling hard. They were. Oh, yeah.
I got tagged in that post. I was praying hard. And I was like, well, it didn't
happen. I just need it right now. But I need to know what the deposit is. Then that's we could talk. That's all I need to know. All I need to know with the coins, I need to know what the coins is supposed to be to make it happen.
She woke up for this. Listen. She said, I woke up like
you know, I'm always tired. I'm always trying to get a nap. Oh, y'all done. I need a nap. I know.
It's hard getting.
So we'll definitely promote that September 9th. September 9th, Ricky Dillard's live recording, Cincinnati, Chicago. I said Chicago.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio, 6109, and then, Christine Liberty.
Yes, all that good stuff. All that. And to shout out for the Ohio, the Spin Awards. Shout out to the Spin Awards. Not the Spin Awards. Oh, I'm saying the wrong one. It is the other awards. The Spin Awards is in Atlanta. It's another awards. I can't.
Avidity Awards will be in New
Orleans.
That's
in New Orleans. That's Mr. Derek. And then.
And I'm the nominee for Announcer of the Year. So say a prayer. Okay,
congratulations.
Amen. Amen.
Because Anointed Radio is for going for Podcast of the Year. For the Spin Awards in October 9th in Atlanta, Georgia, there will be the Spin Awards that we are nominated for Podcast of the Year, Podcast Announcers of the Year, and a lot of other categories, and the Wild Card. We saw that. We're nominated. So go out there and vote for Anointed Radio, because I actually used to rebuke this word podcaster because I felt disrespected, because I got an actual radio station that you could go download that's independent and black owned. But
come on now.
But we do have a podcast that we own everything but Tidal and Black Effect, but that's going to come on soon.
That's right. So
with that, man, I thought I would remember the other award show that's in Ohio.
I know. But I know what you're saying. I can't remember.
I can't think of it either. So, but shout out to them. We gonna go ahead and have Miss Wanda go ahead and say her motivation, some last words, and where everybody could find her, and go ahead and get that motivation.
Absolutely. Again, I want to thank you all so much for your warm embrace and welcoming me. I felt so much at home. I had a ball on tonight.
You had a time last night. You gotta say that. You have to post that tomorrow.
We had a time last night.
You better know it. I'm inspired. Okay.
I'm inspired 100%.
I just want your viewers and your listeners to just be encouraged and to know that better is your portion. And don't believe anything less. Go out and get what you want. Go get it. It's there. And I'm telling you, set your goals. I set goals. I have a birthday coming up on the 19th of September. I do annual goals. I do yearly goals. I do goals for 3 year and 5 year. And I set them for myself. And I make sure that I keep myself accountable and in check to attain those goals. So you have to go, like Rebecca said, write the vision. Those are goals. When you write your vision, those are your goals. Write your vision and make sure you cover them with prayer, and don't stop until you reach those goals. Success is your portion, and don't you believe anything less. I keep saying that because so many of our people believe that less is best, and that is a lie from the very pit of hell. Not only do I expect you to have more? I expect you to flow in the abundance. I speak cash flow. I speak debt free. I speak property.
Let me put this mic down.
I speak business. I speak streams of income.
I receive it.
I speak it.
Yes, Lord.
And you gotta see it before you see it. And you gotta see it and receive it before you see it. You call it from the super to the natural. And it is not until you believe what you say that you see. Many times you're going to be fearful. Many times you're going to be vexed, because there are such things as haters.
Thank you.
People like to downplay that. But they are real. But you have to close out the noise and hear only what you want to see from heaven to your portion.
I received that. Thank you, Lord.
Shut out the noise. Mm. Shut out the noise.
Yes.
Many times the one you trust is the one that's betraying you, but shut out the noise. The one that you want to believe is your friend, is the one that's giving your secrets, but shut out the noise. Continue to go forward. And don't stop until you see what you say.
Amen.
Amen. I love you. Amen. I love y'all.
I that. That was powerful. I received that.
Very powerful.
We love you. I
that. That was Rhema for me. That was Rhema for me. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And with that, how y'all think our new co-host did? Mr. Bishop.
Yeah.
Mercy. I like him.
Come on.
Let me see what I'm gonna give him right quick. Hold on. Let me see what his score is right quick.
With his
I'm
going to
give him
Come on, 10.
That looked like
right, a hallelujah. Yeah, look at the Lord.
It was a 1, and it went to a 10. Oh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I don't think Simi knew she had it as a 1 on the other side.
She did it, but she came on through.
The first will be last.
And the last should be first. Amen.
Look at prophets. I ain't got time. I like that.
I like that's how different. She keeps bringing the Pixar.
That's different. That's different.
A lot.
I love it.
That was dope.
And one thing I want to say to you, Miss Wanda, is we appreciate you for coming on, because at Anointed Radio, we believe that unity brings change. And one thing that you gave to us that is so precious and valuable is your time, because that's one thing that you can't get back. And we appreciate you telling your story, telling your motivation, talking about your testimony, and doing great things in the kingdom, that we could finally give you your flowers while you're still here and do, because you're doing great things. And I even know that you're going to even do greater things. Like Simi said, the latter, you're going to do greater. Mm-hmm. And what she said, instead of being bigger, bitter, you're going to be bigger. Oh, look at that. I'm going to tweet that. Instead of getting bitter, you get bigger. With your anointing.
So, all right, one question I have before we go. The email or the way you gave for a contact with you was info@wnzn.org.
That's correct.
Okay, I just had to make sure I had that correct.
That's correct.
Amen. And if you missed anything else, make sure you share, like, subscribe, follow us on the podcast platform, and you can be able to see this whole interview that we had. It was a great, fun, lighthearted interview that we had today with Miss Wanda.
Yes.
And everybody, welcome our new co-host,
Miss
Bishop. Mercy.
Welcome, Mercy. Welcome. Welcome to the team, Mercy.
Welcome, Mercy.
We missed you, MTA. We missed you.
I know it. Her Wi-Fi was messing up.
Yeah. She gotta get some real Wi-Fi and lead team.
Her Wi-Fi where she was at. Was
yeah, don't make me get my way. Chair. Don't do that.
Don't get
the chair, prophetess. We're gonna act right. Leave the chair alone. Amen. And one thing I want everybody to do is make sure that you share, like, subscribe, tell somebody about Anointed Radio. Make sure that you go ahead and you could go and do this fun little thing on Facebook where it's called Invite People, and you just click all your friends and then tell everybody about Anointed Radio, and they're gonna accept it, and they could be able to see all of the shows. Make sure you check us out on the podcast, on Roku, and all of those different places. Vote for us at the Spin Awards for bringing you the best podcast, Christian podcast that's out there. And with that being said, I want y'all to stay prayed up, because we're about to go into a new season, and this season is of harvest and of fall. And we have to understand in that season that you can fall for some wrong things if you're not prepared. So make sure that you're ready for the harvest, because if you're not ready for the harvest, I'm talking to somebody, you're going to be falling for the wrong things. So make sure that you stay prepared, because if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
You gotta get ready.
Amen. And with that being said, we will see y'all next week. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Peace. Bye.
Thank you.